When you're standing here at Loch Maddy Harbour on the remote Scottish island of North Uist, you can see why people think of this place as being at the edge of the world, battered from all sides by the sea, where Scotland meets the Atlantic Ocean. It's a landscape shaped by centuries of flooding and coastal erosion, and a way of life based on understanding and respect for the elements. And it's the threat of rising sea levels which has inspired a new art installation at the Tykersevich Art Centre here in Loch Maddy called Lines, strips of light activated by rising tidal changes, which mark an eerie visual reference to a predicted future sea level rise. Andy McKinnon is the centre's arts curator.
Sea level rise is particularly relevant here because these are very low-lying islands and it doesn't take much to kind of flood large areas of the islands. The building that we currently inhabit is very close to the shore and we can't actually develop it anymore because the ground level is too close to predicted storm surge levels in the future.
The Lines installation sits in the context of the Tykersevich Art Centre in Loch Maddy, home to North Uist's art school, with students from around the world drawn to the remote island surroundings. Anne McKenzie is a lecturer for the University of the Highlands and Islands who operate various art courses here.
Our studios here are built right out over the little bay that surrounds Loch Maddy, so we're sitting right on the water's edge. And over the course of the day, we see the tide coming in and out, and when it comes in on a particularly high tide, parts of this building actually flood a bit. So it's very, very relevant and very obvious and apparent to us just on that day-to-day level, the sort of changes in the landscape, the continuing ebb and flow of the tide.
The storm back in 2005, which cut off quite a large township, and in fact five members of the same family died in trying to escape that storm surge.
In a place that's been so consistently affected by the sea, it's unsurprising that the culture in North Uist focuses so heavily on environmental and tidal impact. And nowhere is that more true than at Tykersevich, which attracts international students largely because of its relationship to the sea. Anne McKenzie says that has a huge impact on their work.
It's a very kind of visceral experience, kind of being around that and seeing it. And many of the students have responded directly to that. We see a lot of students working outside, just on the shoreline around the building. We've got a student at the moment who's working directly with ideas around currents and marine pollution, but she's also, really interestingly, tying in stories of legends and mythology around the sea. So she's able to kind of deal with the very relevant environmental issues whilst at the same time tapping into this really rich historic legacy that we have.
But what about those outside of North Uist's artistic community? Andy McKinnon explains how locals feel about the installation.
I think it's generally been very well received. Local people really love it. It's beautiful to see. It's quite stunning. And people are made aware of the fact that it's tidally activated and it's to do with sea level rise and our situation here on the site. I think it definitely gets the message across.
As dusk sets in, the thin strips of light become clear to see from across the harbour, reflected against the water, marking a line which cuts through buildings and above huge chunks of land. It's a striking and unnerving sight. Of course, the islands have been here before, but for the communities that live here, work here, and whose future is ultimately rooted in places like North Uist, it's a far more immediate and existential threat. On a relatively calm spring evening, watching these strips of light reflected against the water, it's all the more eerie to think that much of this one day will likely be underwater. Jack Foster, DW, in North Uist.